You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson.
Paul.
Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm IRC and welcome to episode 26 of IRC FM, coming to you direct from the IRC FM studio here in Western Sydney. Now this week I've been feeling a bit crook, as we Australians would say. I've had the flu, I'm at the tail end of it now, and I am determined to get this show out to you by the regular time, which of course is Fridays in Australia. The music here at IRC FM goes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. And of course you can find IRC FM, which is a part of Channel IRC, at channelirc.com and also ircfm.com. So what are we doing this week for episode 26? We're going to do a bit of a feedback special. Now we're not going to feature all of the feedback that we've had during the American trip, but just some of it. And I thought that I would play some of the things that we've played before. Some of the music that we've played before. Of course, there are some people listening who have probably listened to IRC FM since episode 1. And again, thank you. But also there may be some newer listeners who haven't heard some of the music before. So I thought that I'd play some of them. And some of them are my favourites. I thought I'd play them again, considering that we're going back in time and looking at the feedback and also looking at what you've said in the past. Once I've done this show, we'll be having regular feedback at the end of each episode again. But this feedback basically covers the highlights of my American trip, which of course is all done and dusted. Also on this episode, we'll talk about a new music podcast coming soon to Channel IRC, coming to you very soon actually to Channel IRC. We'll play a new promo done by the Association of Music Podcasting, which I'm a proud member of. And we'll talk about some feedback, of course, and of course we'll play some great tunes. Our music today comes from Aerial Publicity, Music Submit, and also the PodSafe Music Network, and we also thank our other music partners, IODA PromoNet and Juice Management and Promotion. And after listening to Rolly the other day on Dark Compass, I indeed wondered if I was actually pronouncing IODA PromoNet correctly. I think he called it IODA, as in trying to make a word sound out of the abbreviation or the acronym. I'm not sure, but I'm just going to keep on saying IODA PromoNet because that just sounds better, I think. Let's get straight into the music. This first track we played on episode number 19, and it's by Lisa Blanco, and it's called Sideways. Now, let's indeed see if you can pick what the theme is or what the first six tracks have in common. Let's see if you can pick it. This is Sideways by Lisa Blanco. You're listening to episode 26 of IRC FM.
Shadows fall on the weekend. Joys of reason sparkle with season, makes our feelings alive. So I said to you then,
said to you, babe.
And that was Lisa Blanco there with her song called Sideways. And I actually played that on IRC FM episode number 19. Now, just on that particular song, Sean A from Hyper Nonsense gave me some feedback, as he usually does on all my shows. Thank you, Sean A. Maybe instead of feedback, I should call it Sean A back or something like that. I don't know. Anyone is welcome to give me feedback. Not just Sean O. But Sean O writes that he had indeed heard that Lisa song before, and he says that it's pretty good. And Telling on Trixie, which was one of the other artists that I played on episode 19, used to follow me on Twitter, but they don't anymore. Their Belinda Carlisle cover is still okay though. So that's cool, that's from Sean O. And in relation to one of the other artists that I played back in episode 18, Americana 4. I played a song by a band called Dramarama. Now, what I do when I pick the music, I listen to it. I'll do a bit of a looking around at the website to see where they're from, how they're influenced, and all that sort of thing. But I won't necessarily... I won't necessarily get any link between that song and any other song that may or may not have been sung by anyone else in the known universe, you know, that may have influenced that song, or indeed if that song was a cover version, unless I happen to know it, and that's not usually the case. But there's been a couple of occasions where Sean O has actually told me some interesting trivia after the fact, in relation to the band that you've actually heard. And Dramarama was one of them. And Sean O tells me that Dramarama actually had a minor hit back in the 1980s called Anything Anything. He says, nice to know that they're still around and that they're pod safe. So that was quite cool as well. Now, if we go to the next page of comments, Sean O also writes that there's been a resurgence in vinyl sales over the last few years. Well, there you go. I wouldn't have thought that. I must have made some comment into vinyl. Serious music nerds are really into it. I do have a decent vinyl collection myself, but I'm not looking to acquire any more of the stuff. So we'll play our next track here on IRC FM episode 26. And this is a new one for me. I think I've actually may have borrowed it from a song that my mum has picked for her new show, which actually commences this weekend, on the first weekend of July, called Judy's Blast FM. Now, in case you haven't heard, my mum and I do a talk podcast together called Blast from the Past, when we talk about, you know, back in my day, we used to walk 6 miles uphill to school, and after school, we used to walk 6 miles back uphill. You know, that sort of thing, where we compare our past, present, and future. And then after co-hosting a couple of episodes of IRC FM with me, she's decided to do her own music show, where she is picking her own music, and she's presenting it herself. I'm just there to press the buttons and make sure that everything goes to the website. So Judy's Blast FM starts this weekend. You can access it via chatteloke.com, and very soon you'll be able to subscribe to it via iTunes. This song, I'm pretty sure I have borrowed it from her actually. It's called Hooked on You by Albert Collins. So let's listen to it now. Maybe this might even give you a sneak preview of what's coming up on Judy's Blast FM as she discovers what modern music is like. You're listening to Irk FM, episode 26.
Shot so high, don't you do it? My senses are so light. Mercy, mercy, I'm alone.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
We're gray and old. told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at
musicpodcasting.org.
The association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters
who showcase great pod-safe music each week.
AMP has members from the US and Canada,
through the UK, Portugal,
Germany,
all the way over to Nepal
and Australia.
As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays
is as varied as our locations.
Blues, indie rock,
jazz,
reggae, folk,
metal. We have all the genres, a truly
eclectic mix
to satisfy every musical ear.
Each Monday we produce Amped.
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 A weekly digest of the
best of the best tracks played by our podcasters.
Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you,
it's a musical journey of discovery.
Not only will you hear great new music, but it's a perfect way to discover a great new podcast, such as
The Bunkcast,
The Dark Compass Podcast,
The Justin Wayne Show,
The Robberous Podcast,
The Dub Zone,
Dark Horse Radio,
Audio Gumshoe,
Back FM,
Suffolk and Cool,
from Cheshire in the UK,
from London, England,
from Southwest Ohio in the US,
emanating from a barn on the east coast of England,
based in Bath, England,
from South Yorkshire in the UK.
First thing though, get over to musicpodcasting.org.
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 I better write that down. Musicpodcasting.org.
You'll find links to all the member shows.
So head on over to musicpodcasting.org and subscribe today.
It's free.
Do it now.
It would be rude not to.
And there we have a new commercial, or a new promo, actually, for AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, which, of course, IRC FM is a member of. And in that particular promo, you probably heard me say three words. Basically, what happened was that we all had a script, and a few of us submitted us talking, and Pete Kogel there, he spliced it all together, and it sounds quite cool. So last week I did a few promos for a couple of people, and it'll be interesting to hear those new promos indeed if they get a play on the next show. So how are you going in relation to the theme for the first six tracks? That song that we just played was called Angels by Jeffrey Wilgus, and we have played that song before. That was one of my favourite tracks, actually, that we've played on IRC FM so far. And there's a couple more of my favourite tracks coming up very shortly. But we'll move straight on to the next track now. This is from our Australiana special, and I'll have to program another one very soon. This song is called Walkabout by David Hudson. And it was during a week when I was in the United States, and I thought that I'd try and give the Australian artists a bit of a go, and also some Indigenous music. So here we go now with Walkabout with David Hudson. How are you going with that theme? I'd be very interested to know. We have another couple of tracks to go, and then you should be able to work it out. This is called Walkabout.
rise again. Call me Captain Morgan, cause that's what I'm drinking. I just ordered up another round for you, my friends. Cause it's the same old story with the same old ending every time. Friday, Saturday, party all night. Sunday morning, I'll vow I'll never drink it again. But you and I both know that we'll do it again next weekend. For five straight days I've been dry, dry, dry. My head's on the pillow at half past nine. But Friday afternoon at 5:01, I drop the hammer even if my work ain't done. And it's the same old story with the same old ending every time. Friday, Saturday, party all night. Sunday morning I'll vow I'm never drinking again. But you and I both know that we'll do it again next weekend. Cause it's the same old story with the same old ending every time. Friday, Saturday, party all night. Sunday morning I vow I'm never drinking again. But you and I both know that we'll do it again next weekend. We'll do it again next weekend.
Welcome to Channel Erk. Five great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk at ErkPod. Music variety at Erk FM. Blast from the past.
Back in my day.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
Ambient noise with Echo Romeo Kilo.
Those passengers with the camera, if you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
And Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Erk, five great Australian podcasts in the one location, www.channelerk.com.
I've been working for 364 days. Yeah, my little elves have been working for 364 days. Now it's time for me to be packing. Packing up my sleigh. I've been making my rounds. Making my rounds tonight. Cause that's what I gotta do. It's Christmas Eve. And I've got the old Saint Nick Blue. I'll be back in the morning after my work is done. Yeah, I'll be back in the morning after all my work is done. A lot of toys need delivering. I'm gonna deliver every single one. I've had my red suit clean and my black boots shine. Yeah, they look brand new. It's Christmas Eve and I've got the old Saint Nick blues. My reindeer and they're ready to fly. If you look closely, you might catch us up in the evening sky. I'll be home in the morning just as the sun's coming up. Right now I got work to do, 'cause it's Christmas Eve and I've got the old Saint Nick blues. It's Christmas Eve and I've got the old Saint Nick.
Looks like I've done it again. I've gone to the Channel Irk Podsafe Music Library, and there's another couple of excellent songs there. The song that you just heard was called Old St. Nick's Blues by the Hot Rods, and previous to that was Next Weekend by Cody Prevost. And did you pick up the theme in the first six songs? Just to remind you, the songs were called Sideways, Hooked on You, Angels, Walkabout, Next Weekend, and Old St. Nick Blues. Let me know if you got the common theme between all of those six songs, and when you worked it out, and let me know. Comment on the show notes, or email me irkpod@gmail.com. So we have a bit more listener feedback, of course, because this is the listener feedback catch-up special, and we go to the trusty computer and we can tell you that we have even more comments. And of course you can comment too by going to irkfm.com, or indeed sending me an email, irkpod@gmail.com. We've got some great music coming up over the next few weeks, and indeed next week we're going to do something a bit different with some comedy and some nerdcore. Do you want to know what comedy and nerdcore is? You'll have to listen to OKFM next week and find out. Sean, I wrote in relation to episode number 10, which I produced just before I left to go to America. Sean, I says, how many podcasts again was it that you produced Dirk. Way to make the rest of us feel like we're slackening off. Well, Sean, as you know by now, I am now producing 5 separate podcasts. That's right. Including Judy's Blast FM, which starts this weekend. We have Irk Pod episode 200 coming up this weekend. And we also have Echo Romeo Kilo. We have Irk FM that you're listening to now and Blast from the Past. So I now have 5 podcasts that I'm producing. Shauno also writes that he likes the next song that we're going to play, but I'll talk about that in a minute. Jen from Hyper Nonsense and Inside My Head commented in relation to a couple of the episodes as well. Jen wrote way back on episode 9, and she says that the episode 9, which I called Going Hard and Fast, and she wrote, "This is my absolute favourite episode of Irk FM in brackets so far. I loved each and every song that you played. I haven't seen you on the show notes for a while, Jen. I know you're probably behind, but let us know how far you are behind and if you're still enjoying the music. I hope you are." Jen also does a podcast called Inside My Head, which is at jen.fandompower.org. And lately she's been playing a fair bit of music. So maybe, Jen, it's time to leave the talking for Inside My Head. And maybe it's time for you to start up a 100% music podcast. Just saying. It's up to you. She also wrote in relation to episode 10, the Aussie, oi, oi, oi episode, which seems like such a long time ago. She said, "I've played Second Dan on my Inside My Head podcast, but did not realise that they were from Australia." Well, I think it was the lead singer that was from Australia. The rest of them were from the US. "I learn something new every time I listen to one of your shows, Irk. So what have you learnt today, Jen?" I don't know. And finally from Jen, she also commented in relation to episode 11, which I called Irk's Going on a Jet Plane. "Dream Plane is a beautiful song." And indeed it was. I got a bit emotional, actually. This is me talking, not Jen, by the way. I got a bit emotional listening to this episode back in the car on my way to work. It was like my second last day of work before I was supposed to go to the US, and I heard a song like Dream Plane, and, you know, I just lost it. Jen also writes that the audio bit that I played from Irkpod Roundtable with Shauno ordering food makes me laugh every time I hear it. Now, basically what happened there was that we were in the middle of a round table for Irkpod, and there was a few of us there talking about various bits and pieces. I think we were talking about computers at the time. And Shauno had a bit of muting fail, and he didn't realise that instead of having a off-mic conversation between him and Jen, he was having an on-mic discussion with the rest of us, and it just happened to come across exactly when we asked him an unrelated question. And that was rather cool. And Irkpod episode 200 promises to be a little bit of the same but different in relation to having many voices on at once. Of course, you can continue to send feedback by going to the website or emailing us irkpod@gmail.com. Now, this next song I know we have definitely played before, but it is a favourite of mine. And I was actually lucky enough to talk and interview the person concerned. This song is a cover version, as Shauno tells me, called Big Log. And it's by Chrissy Coughlin. I had the pleasure of interviewing her in New York City. And I'd love to play a part of the interview, but if I start playing the interview, I basically won't stop, and this episode of Irk FM will go for 2 hours. What I will do, I will put a link in the show notes, irkfm.com, to the interview, and you can listen to the entire interview whenever you feel like it. I had a lot of fun with the interview. This song by Chrissy is called Big Log, and you indeed may recognise it as soon as you hear it. Needless to say, I didn't, but Shauno did. You're listening to Irk FM, episode 26. Mm-hmm. I'd actually be interested in your opinion. What is your opinion on covers? Do you expect to hear covers on this show? Or do you like listening to covers, and do you compare them to the original? Do you think that sometimes the covers are even better than the original, or that they shouldn't ever be played? And I'm just interested in other people's opinions, especially other podcasters who listen to this particular show, IRC FM. You know, do you think that covers are pod safe? Because I know I've played a couple of cover songs before, and people are like, oh, I don't know if you can play that song because that's a cover of, you know, XYZ. But then again, my feeling is, if the person has played the instruments and they've sung the song and everything like that, and they've actually performed it, you know, they should be able to use it as a song that they've done. You know, you might have to acknowledge that, you know, in your show notes or in your, you know, album or whatever, that this was a cover song written by whoever. But just because someone's done a song already, does that mean that no one ever again can do a different version of that song? And with things like copyright and performance art and all that sort of stuff, does a song like that, you know, automatically disqualify itself from being pod safe just because, you know, 30 years ago someone did the original version and here's someone in 2009 doing an updated version? I'd just be interested. Erkpod@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to play now my absolute favourite song that I have found via podcasting and via music podcasting. And this is an example of how music spreads and how listening to a music show such as IRC FM, such as Amp Music Weekly, such as the Ouroboros podcast or Dark Compass or whoever, you know, at Amped, the Association of Music Podcasting, there's over 50 members there, and there's a link to all of them on the main IRC FM page at channelirc.com. But if you hear the same song on several podcasts, well, that obviously means that the song's good. Now, this next song I actually heard, first of all, on the Ouroboros podcast with Colin. And I thought, oh yeah, it's a cool song. There was nothing that stood out about it on first listen. And then a couple of weeks later, I heard it featured on the Amped New Music Weekly. And I was in bed listening to it, which is where I often listen to podcasts. And I thought, wow, that song's really cool. I have to play that again. So fortunately for me, it was the first song on the podcast, so it was reasonably easy to listen to it again and again and again. And then I actually went and I edited that podcast, and I just got that song so I could have it on repeat. And then I wrote to the band, got permission to play the song, and they sent me, you know, they sent me a proper copy of it. You know, not one that I edited myself. And even now, it's the first song on my playlist on my iPod. And I really dig this song and never get sick of it. You know, there's some songs there where I'll just listen to them on repeat for ages and sing along, and it's all good. This song is, as I said, probably my favourite song that I've ever played on IRC FM. And just speaking of Amp New Music Weekly, I may indeed be hosting an edition of Amp New Music Weekly very shortly. As you heard in the promo a bit earlier, Amp New Music Weekly comes out on Mondays via musicpodcasting.org, and the members of the association have a chance to submit some of their favourite tracks for consideration. And each week there's a different host. And who knows, very shortly, one of the hosts may indeed be me. So that'll be quite cool. So strap yourselves in. This is Dosey Day by Julie the Band, coming to you from California.
You're not right, but I don't mind. See, I'm just calling for you to test me. Rip open my chest, baby, and break my heart in two. 'Cause I'm yours and that's a fact. You scratch open the skin on my back, and I got your name tattoo. Come tell me everything.
slow rip my heart out. Nice and slow.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. So this says goodbye to the contact sheet of memory, to tiny blurring images that skew and fade like everything so strange when I am waking. My ribcage cold before I know I step into my body. Autofocus and go ho ho. Now I'm putting on my cat suit and I'm going on a bender, 'cause my songs aren't always sweet and my love's not tender. Lighting's been dramatic and the portrait is evocative, but the picture I keep taking is turning more and more sullen, so strange when I am sleeping. My hands are warm, my heart makes room, I step up to your body. Auto zoo, now I'm putting on my flight suit without posing as repenter, 'cause my songs aren't always sweet and my love's not tender. Say, hey, tomorrow will be better. Lay me down, I seem to be untethered. Days are impossible to conquer, and the nights are even longer. I keep seeing flashbulbs from the corner of my eye. I can't imagine what's worth taking under this filthy sky, so strange when I am silent. The noiseless roars are deafening. I step into my song and sing. Now I'm putting on my armor without posing as repenter, 'cause my songs aren't always sweet and my love's not tender. Say, hey, tomorrow will be better. Lay me down, I seem to be untethered. Days are impossible to conquer, and the nights are even longer.
And that was Says Julian there with her earwear putting on my cat suit, and I love that song. That was a rather cool song. I loved it the first time I heard it, and when I heard it back on Oak FM, it was one of those songs that stuck in my head, and I was actually lucky to be able to interview Says for Oak FM and also Oak Pod during my American trip. There will be a link in the show notes to the full interview. It goes again for over an hour, and we talk about many things in relation to music podcasting and music and San Francisco, where we were when the interview was conducted. And it was actually quite interesting because we were looking for somewhere to actually conduct the interview, and the restaurant we were was a bit noisy and it was a bit cold, and so, well, cold for me anyway, and cold for that time of night in San Francisco. So we ended up going to Cesar's car and doing the interview from there. And so I had the benefit of being in a nice car, the heater on, and having a great interview. So there will be a link to that in the show notes. Of course, www.erkfm.com. If you would like to submit music, you can by going to erkfm.com and leaving me a file in the Dropio box. You can send me an email, erkpod@gmail.com, and of course you can leave comments via the show notes. Now, it seems to me to be a very long episode. This is my first podcast that I've done all week because I've had the flu, and you know, I'm not totally over it, as you could probably tell. Hopefully next week will be sounding a lot better, but it's a big weekend this weekend, as you hear it. And don't forget, IRC FM will come out every Friday, Australian time, Blast from the Past every Saturday, and My Mum's New Music Podcast, produced by me, Judy's Blast FM, every Sunday. So Channel IRC definitely has your weekend covered, that is for sure. So until next time, I'm IRC. Next week we'll be doing some comedy and some nerdcore. Don't know what comedy and nerdcore is? You're about to find out next week. Until then, I'm IRC. Don't forget to check out the show notes for those two interviews with Chrissy and Cez. If you would like those episodes actually in the feed, because you may not listen to IRCpod, let me know and I'll also put them. I'll put them in the feed if people ask me to. Till next time, I'm IRC. You've been listening to IRC FM episode 26. Of course, we thank our music partners as always, Aerial Publicity, IODA PromoNet, MusicSubmit.com, the PodSafe Music Network, and Juice Management and Promotion. Good night, Interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. Looking for more IRC? Go to channelirc.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.